Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're going to continue with more on drug use and abuse. Again, not the same thing. And that's one of the points that Dr. Carl Hart has made. We've certainly made that point many times over the years.
And we have, but, you know, it's occurred to me since we started reading this article how often we've talked about phrases like harm reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, harm reduction has an interesting, I mean, basically the implication to saying harm reduction is no good can come of these things, so we're just going to make them do as little harm as possible. But the built-in assumption that primarily they will do harm is still embedded in that thought.
I agree with you. That's definitely not, I don't think maybe that wasn't the intention of the people that created the terminology, but what would you suggest is better?
Utility maximization would be the term, and it's a common term from both in economics and from artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You look to get the best possible results that you can out of whatever is in your own personal pharmacopoeia.
Yep.
And, you know, like, you know, I was talking on break about I did the experiment of smoking crack for 6 months until I was good and you know,
all cracked up.
I was a crackhead. I was a bona fide crackhead. I even jacked a little crack off a sleeping hooker, which is
I have to say, what other show could you possibly listen to
none.
And hear stuff like this?
Nobody tells the truth. This is the thing.
I mean, we're talking about evading IRS and crack. We got crack a crackhead in the office. I mean, it's like, or in the studio here.
Retired.
Yeah. Retired.
He voluntarily chose to put it down and move back to Keene.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is, the reason that I did that for the listening audience, I've already said this to you guys, is I wanted to find out how to get out of an addiction using LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to find my way out, I had to find my way in. Mm. So I'm probably the only person I know who's ever intentionally gotten himself addicted to drugs.
And did the LSD help?
It did. And it helped, and it showed me, because what LSD does, we were talking about how a change of scene can
physical
be good.
Change
of physical scene can be beneficial, while a change of mental scene can also be beneficial, because people have these patterns in their life that are playing out and they're not really aware of it.
Yeah.
And they're always looking at life from the same perspective, so they never see what they're doing.
Right.
What LSD does is it turns up the gain on your pattern matcher.
Mm-hmm.
So you see patterns where you ordinarily wouldn't see patterns. That's why drugs like LSD can make you paranoid, because paranoia is just seizing on something that looks like it's a connection, but it's not really a connection. It's coincidental. So you've got the game turned up too high. Well, of course, even paranoids have enemies. I always thought it would be hilarious to, like, bug a psychiatrist's office and find a paranoid patient and, like, break into his house and rearrange the furniture and then listen over the bug to his shrink explaining to him that it's all in his head. It's not really happening.
Terrible.
I would only do that to, like, an ex-politician or something.
I want to go to these phone calls here. We got Dave on the line. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. This is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Nobody really does tell the truth.
Nobody tells the truth.
Oh, yeah, he definitely does, and you know it.
When I cut my commercial, under the words "nobody tells the truth," there's going to be video of me on the stand at my violation of probation trial saying, "I smoke marijuana every single day."
Well, what was it? Well, that's not scandalous. But what was it? Orwell said, "Autobiography is only to be trusted if it reveals something scandalous."
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, everybody's got skeletons in their closet. I just, you know, put some clothes on and make them presentable.
So what are you calling about, Dave?
So Free Talk Live has helped me recover missing cryptocurrency.
What? Really?
You did it just by being there. So what happened, I called you, you know, about a week ago about this, but I had sent some Binance coin to Binance, mm-hmm. right? And it disappeared. Mm. And I couldn't get customer support for, you know, about 6 days. I started getting more and more upset. It was on the blockchain, but it wasn't showing up in my account. Mm. And I couldn't get anyone to answer me or figure out what was going on. So eventually I emailed their PR department and told them I was going to be contacting you. I was going to be just, you know, mentioning it on the air, and you know, a large number of people would hear about what was going on. And one of their PR people got back to me immediately, escalated the thing, apologized, and I immediately got a obsequious apology from Binance customer support. They said they're behind, you know, they didn't, you know, there's stuff they could have done, you know, automated that would have explained what was going on and how long to wait and whatnot, but they didn't, you know, they hadn't done that. But once they got back to me, they were really nice and helpful and quick, and they showed me what to do, and I got it all back. And I, you know, I think you guys have played a key role in that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, if I had,
I think Binance, too, I think kind of proved itself a little bit by their handling of it. At least there were two ways to contact them. They explained to me what happened. And part of it was my mistake. Binance coin is a little bit complicated and hard to understand sometimes. And so you have to put a specific memo with certain transactions. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't really clear in the on Binance. Mm. So I had put the wrong memo in, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
And so you're saying they're way behind. By the way, the Binance coin is right now the number 4 cryptocurrency by market cap. It was number 3, like earlier this week, I think it was. And
what does it do?
Binance is basically like a discount for trading. You trade on Binance. It's just a useful friction coin, you know, like for, you know, make a Binance trade. Binance is a good coin to trade something into on Binance and then trade it out of Binance coin into something else. So it's kind of transitional. And the Binance, it's very big, and it's very fast. That's something I noticed. If you want to, you can make transactions happen really fast on Binance. So, you know, they're having a lot of problems.
The only problem with Binance is they've started to ban their U.S. users. And I'm surprised that wasn't what they did to you yet, Dave. But if they know that you're a U.S. user, there's a good chance that in some amount of time they will send you an email saying you've got 14 days to withdraw all your coins from their exchange because they're going to close your account because they, for whatever reason, they don't want to allow U.S. users onto their main website, but they have a U.S.-based Binance version where they do let U.S. users in. So they'd get a whole separate pool.
It probably has a completely different set of policies because...
Know your customer?
The American government is very different, I think, from all other governments in the world in the way and how seriously it takes that kind of thing.
Yeah, there might be legal differences, too. So, like, if the U.S. government goes after Binance, it will be the U.S. Binance and not... You know, the rest of Binance.
Well, the other thing is a lot of regulations take the form of companies that do this shall not do that. well, maybe that thing is something they do in Europe and they want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Having two separate corporations means it's not the same actor doing both things.
Yep, that's true. But unfortunately, the U.S. version of Binance is nowhere near as large. Binance is the number one exchange on the planet, and the U.S. one's a fraction of the size. It doesn't have near as many coins.
See, they could solve that problem just by having automatic arbitrage between those systems, and then you'd be dealing out of a bigger pool.
Dave, thanks for the kind words. Appreciate it. That's Dave Ridley, RidleyReport.com. Appreciate it. We got time for you if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. More about drug use and demystifying it. Coming up here in moments, it's Free Talk Live. What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We have some cool options for you, including the social media site that we've launched, social.freetalklive.com. It is a competitor to sites like Twitter and Facebook. In fact, it does exactly what Twitter does, except without the whole big tech overlord aspect. In fact, we really don't care what you post on social.freetalklive.com. So come on over and check that out. It's working out pretty great so far. There's a couple hundred people who've signed up. There's over 1,000 posts that have been made, and it's, I think, been less than a month that we've had the site up. So hop on over there, social.freetalklive.com.
And it's so much better than that because it's federated, which means you can communicate with people that are not on social.freetalklive.
That's right. That's right. Now, apparently there was a setting that we didn't have set initially that has now been set. I have not tested it yet, but I noticed last night that, or two nights ago, that the search wasn't actually searching posts. And that would be a useful thing to have, right? To be able to actually use the search to search the posts on the instance.
Absolutely.
So now we have turned that on. So that is now available, supposedly. Like I said, I haven't checked it myself, but it is there. Social.freetalklive.com. And so I don't know if you can search the other instances to find people.
But you
to
can follow.
Follow
somebody who's not
but if you
on
know
social,
where they are.
Right,
yeah.
social.freetalklive.
Right.
Which is great because it makes the little universe that is social.freetalklive much, much, much bigger. You're right. Not just able to communicate with other people on this one platform.
And the things that you're talking about, even if they're not implemented yet, now that they've got the base down, implementing them would be relatively trivial.
Oh, actually, you know what? It is working to search usernames now. So I just typed in the word free into the search box and found a ton of results. So that's good.
Groovy.
So check that out. Social.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phone. See your calls and thoughts. Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, Jeff in Texas. Oh, here's somebody. Somebody's there.
Hello.
Hello, Jeff. You're on the air.
Okay. I just got a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
So I want to know if you guys think that 3 to 10 year old children should be able to make medical decisions in order to stop the natural development and or amputate their genitalia.
Did you say, what was it, 10 year old children or 3 to 10 year old children? What did you say?
From the age range of 3 to 10.
So I tend to think that if a child is under the care of their parents need to have some serious level of input into medical decisions, if not all the input into medical decisions. But I also understand the argument that somebody should be able to control their own body even at a young age. I think this is a tough issue. What do you guys think?
I would definitely say that that this child would have, of course, a right to refuse any treatment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, and you know, if you know, if dad really wanted a boy and he can't just go throwing testosterone into his little girl and
sure.
See what happens.
I agree with you there.
You know, I mean...
But what about the reverse? What if the child... says they want to start taking estrogen or testosterone or whatever.
I would ask who's going to pay for it. Because somebody's going to pay for it. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Well, what if there's somebody out there that's willing to pay for it? I mean, should the parent be able to say no?
I don't think so.
You're living under my roof. You don't get to do that.
I mean, I believe that the relationship between parent and child is agency. And so the Rothbard said it was ownership. And that's nonsense. Parents do not own children.
I don't think that's how. I think that's how society treats it as ownership. I don't think it should be that way. But
but agency, I think, is the right way to describe that relationship. And when you're an agent for a property, you're an agent of the owner, and so you must act within. You have a fiduciary duty to behave in the way that you believe would be beneficial to the actual owner of the property.
I think there's a little lost in the analogy. Can you give me the actual terms child and parent or whatever?
Yeah, basically, I would say that a parent can override can morally override a child's decision on some things to some extent, but that he would have a responsibility to act in ways that would reasonably be expected to bring about the well-being of that child. Just like, you know, if you're my agent and you're taking care of a rental property for me, mm-hmm. you have a responsibility to me not to burn the place down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's not your place. It's my place. You're just an agent.
I think the answer is it should be voluntary. And if we don't force the parent-child relationship, you know, living under your parents' roof, right? I mean, the problem comes down to if a child runs away,
mm-hmm.
You know, the police are going to bring the child back to the parents, right? You know, and if you cut that out, well, then all of a sudden, you know, a lot of these problems to some degree go away.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was just saying, like, in regards to a 3 to 10 year old, because the federal government is now saying that a 3 to 10 year old child has the right to do it without the parents' permission.
Well, I don't think it should be the government's decision at all.
Yeah. Neither.
So if the government is not going to get involved, then good for them.
Well, I don't know if that's what they're doing, nobody. I don't think it's that they're not going to get involved. I suspect there's a different proposal.
There was an argument today.
What was being said, and where was this?
It was in the Senate.
Yeah, it was Rand Paul. New transgender Secretary of Health and Nonsense or something.
It says here in a story at NBCNews.com, Duke Health Centers for Gender Care for Children and Adolescents will offer children under 16 therapies to delay puberty and provide hormone replacement therapy for those 16 and older. Quote, during this time, your child must meet with the local therapist weekly to manage the emotional changes that happen during hormone therapy. Where's the part about the, I guess it does say children under 16 therapies to delay puberty. Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, my question was, is it okay for, because you're about liberty and the individual freedom, correct?
I am, yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I am too. And I don't think the federal government should get involved. But when it pertains to a child, should a child be able to tell you they can chop their,
who do you think should stop them is the question.
Who
gets to make the decision that he knows what's better for them than they do?
Well, in this case, I think the argument would be the parent would get to make that decision.
And the parent may be able to do that.
As long as the child,
the government can't.
I agree with you there, but as long as the child is living under those parents' roof, but then Chris brings up the fact that they should be free to leave if they would like.
I think it's always up to the individual to decide. And if you know, if your parent won't let you do something, well, you can do it. You should be legally able to do it, but you have to, you know, maybe not under your parents' roof.
So 603-283-6160. But you know, Jeff's question was about actual children who very rarely have any kind of real serious agency.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine works safely and should be authorized for use in the United States. A panel of experts advised federal health regulators. The advisory committee's vote in support of the vaccine's authorization is the last step before the Food and Drug Administration issues a decision, which is expected within days. The number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children arrested for crossing the U.S. southern border is on pace to rise more than 50% in February compared with the previous month. That news comes as asylum seekers who have been waiting in Mexico for entry into the United States are beginning to arrive in Texas. So far, more than 24 asylum seekers have crossed the Gateway International Bridge by bus. Some had been staying in a camp in Mexico for nearly 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is vowing to be a partner with Texas as it repairs following two winter storms.
The Environmental Protection Agency has deployed mobile drinking water labs in Houston, San Antonio, and Fort Worth to test water so we can get the boil water advisories lifted and get safe drinking water flowing through those faucets again.
Biden says FEMA is giving millions of meals and gallons of water to help people, plus providing blankets to help them stay warm. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is being recalibrated. A declassified report says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved of a plot to kill or capture journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. Blinken also noting the United States has a long-standing alliance with the Saudis. Khashoggi was thought to be brutally murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about a very strange and I think for a lot of people uncomfortable topic of young people. In fact, children, as Jeff has called in to ask about. He says ages 3 to 10, should they be able to make gender-changing chemical castration, chemical taking, estrogen, testosterone, etc., cutting off genitalia sorts of decisions for themselves.
The cutting of things off, I'm pretty sure legally can't be done to a minor.
Well, is this not the argument that they're saying, that they should be allowed? I mean, it should be legally allowed.
I don't know what they're saying.
I don't know who's saying that. I'm pretty sure Rand Paul wasn't saying that.
Yeah, I suspect he wasn't either. And so we still have Jeff on the line here, and I want to bring him back on. Now, there was a news story here. NBCNews.com says Rand Paul from Kentucky compared gender-affirming surgery to genital mutilation during confirmation hearings for Dr. Rachel Levine, President Joe Biden's nominee for Assistant Secretary of Health. If approved, Levine will become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Paul, a former ophthalmologist, was questioning Levine about transition-related care for transgender youth when he said that, quote, genital mutilation is considered particularly egregious because it is nearly always carried out on minors and is a violation of the rights of children, unquote.
See, that is a very different thing, though, because if he's talking about circumcision, A, it's done for no reason. Okay, it's just... This is her tradition.
And some people have reasons.
Yeah. Or religious reason, but there's no medical reason.
I don't want to second guess. It's not always religious. Some people believe that it looks better to have male circumcision.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's just what some
people
believe.
It does kind of look like a turtle wearing a snake wearing a turtleneck otherwise. Yeah, But, you know, the thing is, I really would not generally get surgery done on my child to make them look more attractive. I would not tend to get them plastic surgery.
And I think we all agreed that, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think we all agreed that a child should be able to say no to something that their parents
any procedure.
Want to do to them.
Yeah,
what do you think, Jeff?
Everyone believes the child should be able to say no. I'm arguing the opposite. That's what they're trying to argue, that the child should be able to do it without a parent's consent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say they should be able to do it, you're talking about the whole range of everything from cutting off genitals to taking various different medications.
Nobody does that.
That's not entirely accurate. You can look at the statistics, and I've done the research. Transgender people who don't take puberty blockers are 98% not to be transgender.
They're 98% what?
Not likely to convert to transgender.
So you're saying I'm sorry, run that by me one more time.
So if you're a boy and you think you're a child and you don't take puberty blockers or cut your genitalia off, mm-hmm. you're going to grow out of it.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, and I think that's one of the legitimate concerns that I think a lot of parents have is that children today are surrounded by propaganda about trans. And, hey, I'm fine. If you believe that you're a girl and you weren't born a girl, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But I do understand the concern that a parent would have where their child may be acting out. They may be trying to do something that they know their parents won't like. Maybe they're not... you know, comfortable with who they are yet or whatever their reasons are, they've decided, well, now I'm trans, even though as Jeff points out here, 5 years later, they may not be trans anymore.
You know what this comes down to is it's the right to make a mistake, and I don't think it matters.
Well, if you're cutting your genitals off, that's a pretty
big mistake. It's a
permanent mistake,
but it's a mistake that you have the right to make. And I don't think it matters. The age, I don't think matters here.
I think
the thing is, if somebody makes the choice, let's take the medicalism out of it and just... leave aside the question of what they're born and what their definitions are, and just say somebody says, I'm a boy, and I want to take a drug that will make me a girl. Assume that drug has been invented. Should he be free to take that drug? If he chooses to, I would say yes. And,
if it's a child, that's the argument, nobody. If it's a child... Are they allowed to say that?
The parents. I mean, who do you want to stop them?
You have to remember that it's unlikely that you're going to have a young child who says that...
No, statistically, you're inaccurate.
Well, I haven't even finished what I was saying.
Yeah, I know. Is that you were
can I hear the end of the sentence so I can know what he's wrong about?
So what I'm saying is it's very unlikely that a child is both going to want to be generally manipulated or have the sex change or whatever.
Gender reassignment surgery.
And have a parent willing to pay for it, at 3 to 10 years old. Now, maybe, when they're a little bit older, but most parents, I don't think, are going to say, oh, yes, let's do it.
Well, they're not going to be able to save the lawn mowing money to likely afford that surgery. That much is true.
Yeah, so...
You're changing the argument. That's not the argument I'm making. The argument I'm making is, should children be able to tell their parents...
Okay, well, first off, that's not an argument. That's a question. So who do you think should stop them? Third time I've asked.
I told you already. Do not listen. I said the parents should be able to do that. And the argument is that the government is trying to take over and say that the children, the child, has the right to tell the parents what to do.
Well, certainly they can't force the parent to pay for it.
Well, they shouldn't be
able to. And, well, they shouldn't be able to, and they
can't. That's a whole other argument. You can go into welfare, and it will be free.
Okay, I've never heard of a five-year-old going on welfare and getting enough money for gender reassignment.
I don't support the whole welfare thing.
But if you can show me an example, I'll have to believe that person exists.
Yeah, I don't support the welfare thing. If people wanted to donate to a charity to help 3 to 10-year-olds, you know, do this against their parents' will, I mean, I say go for it.
Well, then they're
going
to have to take them out of their parents' house and take care of them, right? Because the parents shouldn't be obligated to take care of that child, right, at that point. Because the parents should be able to set the rules and say, look, you're living under my rules. You're living, we're feeding you, kid.
Right.
And if you want to keep getting fed and keep having clothes on your back and keeping, you know, in a warm place during the wintertime or whatever, then you'll follow our rules. And if you want to go take it to the streets, good luck to you.
And you know, the thing is, this would solve a lot of problems with violence on children, because the children in countries that don't have these welfare systems will go and they will leave, even in very cold environments.
And some kindly person could actually take them in legally
if they wanted
instead of the only people who are willing to take them in are pedophiles, because if you take them in, even if you're not a pedophile, you might well end up in prison.
Or whatever. It's an ugly situation. There's no doubt about it. I think one thing that most people would agree on, at least on this show, is that the government should not be spending, should not have tax money. The government shouldn't exist at all.
Right.
And if they are spending money to encourage this sort of behavior or to fund it, then I think that would we all agree that's a problem?
I think the government funding anything is wrong.
Yeah.
The government should not be.
It's not the government funding it. It's theft. It's taking money from other people and redistributing it.
Jeff, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
It is theft. It's theft. I agree with you. I agree with that.
Thank you, Jeff, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. I mean, this isn't always just an issue of what to do with, you know, gender reassignment, but, you know, there's differences on how people want to raise a child at all. I mean, some people believe in this thing called peaceful parenting, which I think, you know, has its limits. I like kind of the concept in general, but Mark, our co-host, has given some, he's got a kid. He's given some examples of, you know, like the peaceful parent will not interfere in any decision their child makes. You know, if they're like not brushing their teeth, they'll just let them not brush their teeth, and then they're, you know, teeth fall out, and then what happens? But or like, you know, if your kid's like rushing out in front of a car and doesn't, you know, it's 2 years old or whatever, you want to grab the kid and stop him from rushing out in front of the car. Yeah, you just violated the non-aggression principle. But you know what? That's part of your job as a parent, right? So like, but some people don't even believe they should have any kind of influence over their.
It's guiding. It's guiding is what you need to do.
I'd say they have the right to make that decision to parent that way, though, if they want to.
I agree. 603-283-6160. You can take
attention, radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode. with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And since our caller brought it up there, let's get a little further into what happened with Rand Paul today in this hearing with this trans person, Ms. Levine, Rachel Levine, who is the purported, I guess, nominee for a Assistant Secretary of Health position.
She's more than purported. She is the nominee.
Yeah, and she would be the first transgender federal official if she is
openly
affirmed, according to NBCNews.com. Now, Paul asked Levine in this interview whether she supports, or claiming that she supports, surgical destruction of a minor's genitalia. He asked Levine if she believed minors are capable of making, quote, such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex. Levine, who's a pediatrician, responded that transgender medicine is, quote, a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed, and then, unquote, promised to discuss specifics if she's confirmed. Well, you know, the whole thing is they want to know what you believe right now, not after you get confirmed what do you believe. So she dodged
the question. But we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Yeah, she definitely dodged that question. Paul continued his line of questioning, asked if she supports permitting the government to override a parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia. Levine provided a similar response.
Is that really what the government is doing, though, or are they just not intervening in the relationship
between doctor and patient. He's not asking about what the government is doing. He's asking about what this woman would, or this person would support the government doing.
Okay.
So she dodges the question with a similar response, leading Paul to accuse her of evading the question. He further questioned criticism of prescribing hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19 by the same people who support hormones for transgender teenagers. Dr. Colt Wasserman, a fellow with Physicians for Reproductive Health who provides gender-affirming care to trans minors, told NBC News that Paul's questions and concerns are, quote, not based in medical fact whatsoever. He said gender-affirming care is understood and supported by major medical associations and physicians to be a, quote, life-affirming practice. Through an informed consent process, patients, parents, and their providers come together to support gender-diverse youth in the medical environment in a wide range of ways, which typically doesn't involve any kind of procedural intervention. He says there's a lot of concern about surgery or irreversible decisions when it comes to health care that transgendered youth receive, but surgery is not a component of that care. According to the World Professional Association for Transgendered Health, in its standards of care regarding transgender adolescents, that surgery, quote, should not be carried out until patients reach the legal age of majority in a given country and patients have lived continuously for at least 12 months in the gender role that is congruent with their gender identity. The standards add the age threshold should be seen as a minimum criterion and not an indication in and of itself for active intervention. So they're basically saying that Rand Paul is getting a little overexcited or, you know, predicting things that are not not particularly acceptable within the standards of the industry here, suggesting that maybe children would have their genitals cut off or something like that. So he's saying that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah, I mean, even if they do that, they don't remove the genitals because they need all of those nerves to build the new set. So they just turn it inside out, more or less.
Okay. I'm not going there. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah. Rodrigo Hengletehin, a deputy executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality, said Paul's language was hurtful to Levine and all the trans people watching, saying, quote,
felt the same way about it. Wow. They're a unique group of people if all of them felt the same way.
Quote, there's a lot of misinformation out there about healthcare for transgender young people in particular, but what's really important to know is that all the leading medical institutions have researched this and really recognize that it's primary care. It's different for every trans young person, just because any kind of medical care is different for any kind of individual patient, so it's personalized, but this is legitimate healthcare. I mean, I can understand that, you know, Rand Paul has legitimate concerns here that if some hard left people get involved in the government, that they might indeed support some more radical things than might currently be going on. I don't think that's, you know, an unbelievable perspective for him to have. Now, whether or not that would actually end up playing out is a whole other question. Yeah.
And certainly the limits of care depend on the limits of the law, and quite often they're identical.
Mm-hmm. But not always, because we did find in recent news that, you know, the law doesn't always matter. Some people will go and have their genitals cut off no matter what the law says. There was a story a few months ago about a guy. Now, he wasn't a child, but there was a guy who was looking for to have his testicles cut out. And he found some guys on the internet. There are websites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are websites where you can go and find these people. Now, apparently they're called cutters. Now, it's not like a teenager.
Nuts.
Not like a teenager cutting themselves, you know, on their arms for attention or whatever. But
Else cutting themselves in the nuts for
other people in this case.
Right.
They find, you know, people who are not professionals who may not have...
Well, there aren't any professionals, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're professionals in that you might pay them for the job, but they're not professionals in that they would hang out their shingle publicly and, you know, take customers that way. So you kind of have to know people who know people, find somebody online, and this guy traveled from Tennessee over to Oklahoma. He was picked up at the airport by the guys that were going to do the job. They took him to, like, basically an old oil field where they have a shack. They kept him there overnight, and then the next day they operated on him. They did it for free. because the man who was doing the operation wanted to eat the man's testicles later on.
Whoa.
So he had his own
Appalachian oysters.
He had his own motivations for performing the surgery. But the reason the case got brought into the, you know, the forefront in the news was because they didn't patch him up real good. So he started to bleed out later on, and they couldn't stop the bleeding, so they ultimately decided to take him to the hospital so he didn't die.
That's a good idea.
And
nice of them, yeah.
That's when, you know, the government found out what was going on and came after these guys and, you know, arrested them for...
What did they arrest them for?
I believe practicing medicine without a license.
Was that really
maybe
medicine?
Just for being nuts?
I mean... I don't know, man.
You are what you eat, you know.
I don't remember the charges.
Right. But I could see them charging somebody with that. But
yeah.
At the same time, it's like, if you're getting somebody who you know is not a professional to cut certain things off without a license.
Yeah, you know what you're
getting
into.
I mean, that's not...
I wasn't practicing medicine.
Yeah.
They wash their hands first.
Yeah, I mean, the odds that a child is going to find these people and that they would consent to work on them is pretty next to zero from ever happening. But the point is, there are people in the black market who will cut off your genitals for you.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of abortion. You know, even when it was illegal, there were still people
doing it
themselves and often dying or having somebody who was not killed doing it.
I wonder if they offer gift certificates, because that would be a wonderful thing to get His Excellency.
To what? Get one testicle removed and get the other one free?
Gift certificate for having his nuts taken off.
I think you could make something like that. He's not going to use it anyway.
BOGO?
Huh?
Nothing. So there you go. It's 603-283-6160. That allows you to take control of the airwaves here. If you want to comment on this, you're certainly welcome to do that. You can bring up anything that you want. And, yeah, we will talk about some uncomfortable topics here on Free Talk Live. There's no doubt about that. And I think that this does boil down ultimately to the fact that the government forces these family relationships that maybe shouldn't be forced. I mean, if you're in an abusive family, because it's not uncommon for moms, a mother or father or both, to be abusive towards their children and then have the government essentially force those children to stay in that home.
Yeah, I don't blame the abuser, I blame the government, because at the end of the day, it's the government that is...
I've got room enough in my heart to blame them both.
At a certain point, it is the government that's keeping the child with the parents that are being abused.
Well, that's true, but in some cases, the abuse is also mental. Like, you know, you deal with some of the cults out there that just brainwash kids to believe that if they run away, then, you know, bad things are going to happen, so they don't even try to leave.
I mean,
some of those cases.
Certainly there's responsibility to go around, but at the end of the day, I think it's the government that's causing
most
of
the problem. They empower them.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right.
And the government is essentially a
group
of
abusers. I think a lot of that abuse would go away simply by getting rid of the government and stop forcing kids to live, you know, in the home of whoever they were born with or custody of thereof.
603-283-6160 is the number here. Let's get back into to drug use. We've got some really unusual topics tonight, and we'll
did we stop?
Well, maybe you didn't. 603-283-6160. We'll continue discussing it.
We're not all on
here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.